Previously on the Critical Mass Podcast.
Is this thing on? Okay.
I seen it happen. Eat a duck.
You saw a catfish eat a duck?
It's fuel for the imagination.
Do you hear things too?
Sound bites. Keep them frozen. They're good.
I hear someone.
No, don't turn it down.
Welcome back to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And we've got some TV talk for you today. I think that's all we're going to do today. We're going to hit on our hopes and fears for the upcoming season. We want to talk about a couple shows in particular. We're really enjoying Sleepy Hollow, really anticipating Arrow. We hadn't talked about it before. Do you want to hit up S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopes and fears for the upcoming season. Let's start with Sleepy Hollow.
It's cool.
What's your takeaway from this show, Kurt?
Just a different version of Supernatural.
Yeah, that was kind of my first impression, too.
The guys stopped the horsemen from getting up because they're the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, so...
So that's the backstory, because we haven't seen him since.
Oh, that's true. We're getting Freak of the Week cases.
Now the
Army
of Evil.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. I like that. I love these self-contained stories. We can go with it. Now let's talk about the mythology behind Sleepy Hollow, the symbology behind Sleepy Hollow. There are passing references to Washington Irving's work. The name of the police captain is Washington Irving.
Yeah, he's letting everything slide so easily. So he's in on something or a member of an organization. Yeah.
Right. And we've had one reference to young Goodman Brown, and which was a Nathaniel Hawthorne story. So they're drawing from all over the place. It's not just Irving, and the mythology doesn't seem to be very
set in stone.
Consistent.
Yeah. But if it's consistent, you can predict.
I guess.
They're just putting a twist on different things to make it interesting so people will watch it.
I guess. I mean, the witch episode that they did was, you know, awesome. Kind of bizarre. I mean, it wasn't really like anything we've ever seen done with witches before.
No.
Whoever thought based of a off good the witch Salem anyway. Trials. And we had the sleep demon, Sandman demon. And that was kind of pseudo Native American.
Yeah, because they had to go to them to get healed.
Right, and they quote the Book of Revelation to bring out the premise is supposed to be that Ichabod and the chick that's his partner, the young black chick that's his partner, they're supposed to be the two witnesses that defend the world against the horsemen of the apocalypse and the evils that the end times are going to unleash. Now, I'm okay with this premise. I think it's a good idea for a supernaturally themed TV show. It works well for Supernatural, like we said. But it doesn't have anything to do with the Bible.
No.
I mean, and it... That they would go to it.
They just
weighing in on the.
On the what? It's just. I think it's a hook to get people to look at it and think, "Ooh, it's got something based on it." You know, some book. You know, just something to hook them.
Yeah, that's what.
That's all it is.
That's what it is.
People who read the Bible understand that verse and go, "Wow."
Well, see that it's not the passages that they quote unquote quoted.
Yeah.
Aren't in the Book of Revelation, which she refers to as Revelations with an S. Completely incorrect. Personal, anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, it doesn't really have anything to do with biblical revelation. See, that's the thing that is getting to me. It doesn't really have anything to do with biblical revelation and the apocalypse described by John, although they kind of say that it does. And it doesn't really have anything to do with the Native American spirits, although they kind of say that it does.
Take it as this. It's all fiction, so they just rewrote the Bible to make it work in the setting there. Their Bible is written that way. How about that? That makes it more.
I'm okay with that.
It's all fiction. It doesn't matter.
I'm okay with that. But I'm hoping
as long as they
that,
don't beat it in and keep beating it.
Right. I'm hoping that my hope for this show is that they will pick a mythology and stick to it, or better yet, write their own mythology and be internally consistent.
Well, just
the way Grimm has done.
Yeah,
which I think is
what they're going to do, because that kind of shows are going to become the new fad.
Yeah,
because there's like three Wizard of Oz versions that are coming out.
Three Wizard of Oz versions?
TV series, three different networks.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to feed off of...
the fantasy thing.
Yeah, I mean, Supernatural's been going strong, and Once Upon a Time is going into season
way
three.
Big.
Grimm's
and
going into
and
season
the,
three.
Those two have been the kicker to get this to become a new fad.
Yeah, yeah. So we have hopes. Now, our fears, we have already seen them beating the race card... Over, we have been hit with that multiple times.
Different shows, even
in Sleepy Hollow. Every single episode has them trotting out, in one fashion or another. Minority this, racism that. Look at us. We are so progressive. We are so liberal.
We got a black police chief.
Oh my gosh. She's black and a woman.
Well, but that's from his time, so that's typical.
You must have been emancipated. And, I'll have you know that I was an advocate of the Abolitionist Act. And
the writers The writers had to just do that because from his time that was true. So, but I think they're laying it on a little thick, but they're laying on just enough to make you remember he's not from that time.
He's not from that time. Okay.
Because if not, you can let it slide.
Yes, there was slavery during that time, but it was not so pervasive that every black man you saw was a slave and property.
Yes, but the woman thing was the kicker for her, so, you know. But.
Oh, my God. And I'm tired of getting hit over the head with it. It's unsubtle, and it is offensive to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like what we saw on the other shows, like with Longmire, and it's just it's a kick in the nuts.
They're using it in place of good storytelling, and
they want to get the drama built, so you're like watching it.
I don't know. But they don't seem to be pandering to the interpersonal drama, although that may be coming. Who knows?
No, when his wife's freed up from limbo, that's going to get some drama.
Yeah, probably.
Because just think of all the people who, good witches, how absurd.
Right.
That's going to be good enough.
We saw that in Hansel and Gretel, right?
Yeah.
So, Sleepy Hollow, thumbs up?
Yeah,
we're going to watch it. Next up, starting soon, Arrow. We just watched the season recap, and I really liked it last season. I thought that it was just different enough from the DC Comics.
He killed people. I was in once he shot his first arrow through someone.
You know what? They sold me on the on his character when he grabbed the guy and broke his neck.
Yeah, that's true too, but I was worried about the whole arrow violent weapon.
Right,
you
were waiting
for
the boxing glove arrow.
Yeah, or something, him just pinning them against a tree.
Yeah.
It was CW, so I was hoping they'd go with the, and you told me about how there was the one series in the comics of him actually shooting people. And I was like, I was hoping they'd do that, because there's no plausible reason.
Well, they did him right, and they did special forces theming on Oliver and everybody, and all the principals in the cast have special forces theming with the
and the ones he killed were really, really bad.
And that's right, they were bad people. have you ever killed anybody? Yes, but they were all bad.
So, yeah.
Now, we're enjoying that. I'm enjoying the glimpses of the larger DC mythology. We're getting different, slightly different takes on, you know, Deadshot and Firefly and Count Vertigo.
Speedy,
right?
The whole thing, yeah. But I like it.
Well, that's something I appreciate about it. They've decided to go completely mundane. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen any superpowers.
Yeah, like Superman fly through once in a while.
And, I'm hoping that we don't see any
I don't think we will.
I don't think we will.
Because he's not a superpower himself, so instantly he's outmatched.
Right. This this show is what Birds of Prey should have been.
Yeah.
And they're taking it seriously. They took the theme and the characters, and they updated it for the modern day, for the 20-something sensibilities. Mm-hmm.
And they made it plausible.
Made it plausible, and they can only work with so much of a budget, so...
Yeah, and...
You know, Green Arrow's got the parkour thing going on, because that's fad, that's hot right now.
No, it's Arrow, not Green Arrow.
Just Arrow. He's not even the Arrow, he's the Hood.
Yeah, they call
the
Hood
Vigilante.
Shows the Arrow, so... When will he by the end of this season then take the full name?
I don't think he ever will.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think he ever will.
He'll just be known as the Vigilante.
Yeah. Yeah, or the Hood, or the Hooded Vigilante. Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
But, so, we like the action. We like the action scenes. Yes. We like the villain cameos. Mm-hmm. He's got cool tech. He does cool stuff. The backstory on the with his history on the island, him learning to become the Arrow, is really, really cool. The things that we haven't enjoyed about it so much on first season, the plot behind it, you know, the list, revenge on the people
in the list.
There's the Undertaking.
The group of high, rich mother fudgers who really wanted to destroy the slums to redevelop it?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
That is a Gene Hackman worthy, Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor worthy.
I won't buy it. I'll just destroy it and then buy it cheap.
Yeah. So,
but you spend all these billions to make this stuff and set this plan forward, and now you do this. And
yeah, that was kind of so-so. And worse than that, I blame this on the fact that they are catering to the 20-something crowd.
Yeah.
You know, the
romance.
The romances. These people are emotionally defective.
Well, yes. The only one not really is Oliver. I mean, but he has an excuse. He was on an island for 5 years getting beat, sliced, shot, hit.
Right.
You know.
But I love you, but I'm bad for you. But you're so bad, and I love you for that. But no, I want to be good, and I can only do that with you. But no, I am bad. But I am bad, and you make me good, so I love you. And
my best friend's dead, so we can go on with it. Let's get it. And then we'll regret it in the morning.
Is it too much to ask for modern television to show us a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
I mean...
The healthy relationship. What is there one on TV at this time?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't think of one just off the top of my head.
Maybe on Parenthood or Modern Family.
No. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
No, I was going to go for something on...
Not Sons. No, screw that.
Disney Channel. Disney has... you know what?
Too much
Arrow.
Sweetness.
Arrow.
Yeah.
All right. That's my gripe. They're doing the...
too much romance drama. Screw it.
Yeah, they're doing the interpersonal drama.
And it's the same old story with every damn hero you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Through it. He can't let her know the secret identity because it gets her hurt. He loves her, but he's got to be a mean son of a buck, but he doesn't, you know, and all this crap.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I just want good, solid stories and let this other stuff be background material and not... not obsess over it. They don't need to be sleeping around and
well, they're
doing
not doing
all
that.
Stuff
they're sleeping with each other, but they're doing it constantly off and on. But the way it looked in the season 2 premiere, she's going to become the DA and go after his butt.
Could be.
Because of what she calls death, she blames him.
Yeah.
Merlin's. Because she doesn't know who he really is, so she probably is. Or it's her secret thing to keep him protected.
Could be that, too.
But we don't know.
Could be that, too. There, I don't know. I didn't really catch any cameos in the preview we saw of the new season.
No.
Was the sign, did the sign say blood for mayor? Are we going to see Blood, maybe?
Whatever, two-bit, the crook?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was running for it.
Well, Jason
and it looks
Blood
like Oliver
another,
was going to run, too, because he's asking his mom for advice. So.
Well, they did that story in the comic, Oliver Queen as mayor of Star City. So.
But who hopefully, Blood will win in the end.
Maybe, and we'll have an evil guy. Well, what we'll do is, because Jason Blood in the comic is the guy who turns into the demon Etrigan, we'll find out that he's also a bad guy, and he's known on the street as the demon.
Maybe.
So, you know, something like
but
that.
But we're going to have also the love drama because his sister likes her. So you're going to see that going on, because she's going to have to decide between her brother or her new man who's going for mayor.
Yeah, but then we saw that scene where they were watching TV, and he goes, well, time to go save the city. I mean, and she was sitting right there next to him, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that might have
and
been.
Roy jumps up. Oh, I'll come with. Yeah, I don't know.
That might
we'll
have been
see.
Just
we're going to watch it.
That might be, might have been just a stupid promo commercial, too. Yeah.
Also, following Arrow, they're going to be showing Tomorrow People, which I know nothing about. I've been told it's a British show.
It was, because I used to watch it.
That it was, and that it was based on the X-Men. Yeah, so it's going to be another superhero
show. If they do it
Give
the
it
same
chance.
Way as the original, just update it. It'll be nice.
So the final, I want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm liking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's cool.
It's really the only place they could have gone if they're going to bleed off of Avengers. They've got S.H.I.E.L.D.'s got to go in and clean up the tech.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really what I had wanted in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I had wanted Avengers to end a little differently. You know, the Chitauri, instead of all dropping dead, Clone Wars style, a device which just really stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, the mothership's dead. Let them vanish into the world. Let S.H.I.E.L.D. go and catch Chitauri for the entire season. How cool would that have been?
That'd been cool.
But you know what? I'm good with them cleaning up the tech.
Yeah, this has gone super spy. Is what it's done. Because their agents are top. I mean, almost superheroes themselves. They're just highly trained.
Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is... Yeah. And that's something else. I haven't really caught any Marvel cameos in that show.
No, there are none. So far,
they're
none.
Just S.H.I.E.L.D. guys.
Mentions, that's about it. And not even true mentions. Like, so we got a god. Whoopee-doo, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we caught the little recap of the Battle of New York at the beginning of the pilot. But
yeah.
Nothing, and you know, like you said, I don't think we're really going to see anything.
No, we won't.
I know one thing that we're not going to see. We're not going to see Spider-Man.
No.
We're not going to see any of the X-Men.
No, we're not.
We're not going to see references to we might see references to it. But the Fantastic Four aren't going to appear. Because those three properties are, Sony has the rights
still licensed to them.
Yeah, they're still licensed to Sony, so we're not going to see them on ABC.
I didn't figure we'd see any of the superheroes anyway. It's not a superhero movie. It's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they're dealing with generic superheroes, or those that would become one.
Yeah, but think about how many of the Marvel superheroes are high-tech geniuses, okay? We got, you know, Tony Stark and Reed Richards, and, you know, Spider-Man's a genius, but we've also got Ant-Man, thank you, so, Hank Pym. I can see them bringing him in on the TV show.
Maybe.
Because they're supposed to be doing a thing with him in the new Avengers movie, aren't they?
I have
or
no idea.
Or is he getting his own... I keep hearing things... Maybe they're just...
or it's rumors.
Wishes.
Yeah. But if he's there, if not, he's in the series, even better. Because if he's in the series, he ain't getting his own movie.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because
that's probably true.
They could do it. So
the only other thing I want to mention about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because we're liking this, I'm liking this, and I'm liking the way that it's headed, is Agent Coulson. What is going on with Agent Coulson?
He
acknowledges the stabbing. He says he was dead for 8 seconds or so,
and
he vacationed in Tahiti, and then he walks away, and the guy says, Tahiti, He can never know.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on?
He's either cloned or he was brought back from the dead, and he just can't know. I think he's a clone. Because that's the only reason why would you not tell him. The other way is facts.
Why would you clone him?
I don't know, because he's an awesome agent.
I guess. Okay, but
if not, he was brought back.
Joss Whedon,
and it might be part of that damn cosmic cube.
Remember what happened to Buffy in season 5? Buffy dies, goes to heaven,
and they rip her,
and comes back from heaven.
And she
he was in Tahiti, and it was peaceful. And then they called him back from paradise.
Yeah,
but. He was talking to her. He's like, yeah, Tahiti. He's like, oh, it would be somebody. He's like, yo, I was ready to come back after 3 days. Maybe he wasn't in heaven. Maybe he was in hell. And they pulled him back.
Or it's the cosmic cube energy because he was stabbed with that thing. And
oh,
some
you're
crap.
Right.
It could be anything. It's if they ever decide to go down the line. That was to explain, he's back. Let it go. Play.
Yeah, they could have. Well, they should have just left off the he can never know thing. I'd have been fine with just a scar.
Well, Asgard apparently can bring you back, or some crap like that. Something, or
simplest thing. Put a scar on his chest.
Or
Nick Fury lied to him.
The
and
other
he
thing
didn't
is
die.
They could be using Shantar or whatever tech on
him,
and that's what brought him back. I don't know. But
well,
that's not the point. I don't think it's going to be a major storyline. I was just to say that's
why
he's back.
Well, it's Joss Whedon. It's going to come out over the season as things go. Anyway,
yeah,
it's good stuff, and we like it. The whole centipede angle is new. That's not something that I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to have to deal with Hydra. We're not going to have to deal with AIM. We're not going to have to deal with any of the...
No, the other agencies are already out
there.
Yeah,
even though we get a little snippets of everything else, you know, gamma radiation, extremis, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's good stuff. It's going to be an adventure of the week kind of thing.
Yep.
And if they go light on the interpersonal drama...
No.
It
won't
be
too heavy, but it's going to be there.
Well, probably. I don't really think there's any way to get away.
Oh, yeah, the hacker and the super spy, they're going to get together because of the truce ending.
Right,
right. The two scientists, you know, they're going to get a little closer. But then the hacker chick's going to be there as part of that triangle.
Right. And you know, we've got Coulson to be dad to everybody.
And what you call who flies the plane, she's going to be mom.
Yes, she's going to be mom.
An Uber agent, apparently. So, yeah.
Retired. Well, out of the field. All right.
You just got to fly the plane.
Anyway, we got more TV to watch so we can keep commenting. But that's what we're excited about it for the upcoming season. Arrow, Sleepy Hollow, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll do a mid-season update when they break for the holidays and see how things are going.
We'll have to see about Coven, too, the Asylum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's Premier's Wednesday.
Yeah, American Horror Story, Coven.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Anyway, meantime, keep your reaction chamber fired. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Later.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.